This is Passport to Texas. This time of year, when you look high overhead, you might just see whooping cranes.
Every year, about this time of year, we start getting emails and telephone calls from people all excited that they've seen whooping cranes flying over, and usually it's between 50 and 100 birds.
But Mark Klim with the agency's Wildlife Diversity Program says if you do witness a huge flock of big birds in the clouds...
I'm sorry, that's not whooping cranes. Whooping cranes never fly in a flock larger than about 10 birds, and very rarely more than 6 birds.
Well, maybe what you saw were sandhill cranes. Even so, North America's biggest bird could still mingle in the mix.
Usually they're off to the side. You'll get the sandhills in a group and the whooping cranes off in a group on their own.
Whooping cranes on the endangered species list come through Texas Central Flyway this month on their way to the Aransas National Wildlife Refuge to overwinter.
We are optimistic that we're going to see a good population at Aransas National Wildlife Refuge, certainly a recovery from what we saw the past winter.
And what happened in the past winter?
Well, with the drought, we had very few blue crabs in the bays, and as a result, the birds suffered. We had a few losses.
If you do see whooping cranes in migration, contact Mark Klim. You'll find his information at passporttotexas.org. That's our show with support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.